Bloxians. I'm reading Emergency Response Liberty County today. Sorry if I haven't gotten to your request yet, if you've made one. While writing the script, I have 17 requests, so just know that these take times. But how are you feeling today? I'm doing great. Want to feel great every day? Just hit that follow button and notification button on my page. You won't regret it. And put a comment down below, just like how Please Unblock Me Sherry commented and got her request. Now, let's begin. Just to clarify, Emergency Response Liberty County is a long name, so I call it by different names in this episode. The point of emergency response is to be on the Special Forces, or be against the Special Forces. Now, by Special Forces, I don't mean Jedi Star Wars, like, power. I mean like police, sheriff, and medical forces. There are other jobs that aren't the main occupations, such as news reporter, the tow truck, and civilian jobs. But the most popular job, in my opinion, is being a criminal. You can disobey traffic laws, so bad, rob stores, okay, that's pretty bad. And use guns, that's bad. You can earn lots of money, though, and could serve jail time. In the scenario that you have cops, a helicopter, and people chasing after you, and you don't know what to do without being prosecuted, pay off your crimes at the sheriff's office. It is often expensive, although, depending on what crime stars you have. So if it's a 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star. Join a private server in a game. They have rules you must follow, including role-playing rules in case you like role-playing. But the gameplay is not such a normal server type of gameplay. But in normal servers, the gameplay isn't too complicated. The graphics often don't surprise me in games, but this game has amazing graphics. When I bought the game, it was 25 Robux and I didn't expect much, but I was pleasantly surprised. It has looks for different cars depending on the durability, and you can wash them too. The lighting is great, and I really think it fits the atmosphere. I'm very pleased. ERLC also has its underground community that's just surfacing. First and foremost, the roleplayers. They just roleplay. They pretend to do crimes when you can, or pretend to get hurt. It's kind of awkward. The noobs who falsely arrest or shoot. Most cops are noobs. The tryhards who have too much money and time on their hands and flex it, either by not letting cops get them and actively taunt them or hack. You have the normal people who just do whatever they want but not being very extra, and you have the worst. The horrid. The type of person that makes your teeth like grind. The cop that always pulls people over. These people are really annoying and ruin the fun in the game. They pull you over for no reason and just fine you. The currency is nothing special. So let's get on to the rating already. I rate Emergency Response Liberty County a 6.7 out of 10. It gets repetitive and jail time gets boring. Also the player base. But nonetheless, the game is still good. I recommend to go try it out since I'm pretty sure it's free now, but don't expect it to be a godsend unless you love cop versus robbery games. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Remember, it's just my personal opinion and that this is for just you guys. Make sure to follow and turn on comments, and until then, stay cool, Bloxians. Also, I'm very, very sorry I haven't been posting a lot lately. It's just been schoolwork and everything. So, yeah.